about the thoughts and the past, it's who we were, right? It's who we were at the time of the experience where we formed the perception of the value or the goodness or badness of that experience. So kind of logically, if we consider why would we carry a memory or an experience with a perception of us when we were five? Why wouldn't we look at the experience in the present moment of who we are now and have a new perspective, a present moment perspective, and let go of the old perspective of when we were five, when most of our brain wasn't formed? And, you know, there are a lot of things that are different, clearly, between when we were five and now. So, by a show of hands, pushing one, how many of you would like to do an exercise where you are just wholesale taking your past, and you can take a period in your childhood or the whole flippin' thing if you want, and let go, or I would say re-perceive, revalue the past based on who you are now, rather than carrying the perception of when you were 3 or 5 or 15 or 20 or 30 or anything. So if that sounds like something you'd like to do today, push 1 on your keypad, or push 2 saying, no way, not in your life, I never, ever, ever, ever want to do that. Because it's, you know, just logically, why would we want to do that? Why would we carry a perception of the past based upon who we were then, rather than having the wisdom of who we are now and perceiving our life from the wisdom and the experience of who we are now? It looks like we have something that's fairly unanimous. So let's do that. And it's part of our process in this course anyway, on how do we have the command of looking at an experience from any point of view we choose, rather than from a reactive point of view, from our head or from our heart or from an idea or an expectation. We can, in the moment, we can have the nimbleness of reframing in the moment. So there's forgiveness involved, there's kind of realigning with our kind of our source or our best self, and going, ah, okay. And it also allows us to see any point of view we have that doesn't fully support the wisdom in the moment or the value of that experience. We go, oh, I'm judging this one. Really, I can move to a different position and see it from, you know, what's the most, where's the most opportunity, where's the what's the most supportive. So let's do this as a strength training exercise. Sounds good. All right. Take a breath. Just settle back into the middle of your head. This does have the consequence of forgetting people that you've already tarred and feathered, even if that person is yourself. So a big dollop of humor as you can muster is important for this exercise. And just let yourself smile at what you're about to do, which is revolutionary, highly disruptive in a positive, very positive way. But you're essentially going to let yourself and everyone else off the hook and see the wisdom and a different point of view on everything. All right. Go ahead and be in that place right in the middle of your head. Notice your feet and move your feet. And just look up through the top of the head, seeing that flow of your limitless self going upward infinitely, down through the body and into the earth. Just reminding yourself that you are a flowing, evolving self, and that thoughts are very transient. That points of view, perspective, will all, as you saw just by the popping of bubbles, it's whatever we choose is what is. There isn't any other value outside that other than we've put value on it. Crazy. All right. So we're going to do this as playfully as possible. So out in front of you, would you let all of the memories that would love to be validated as having wisdom within them. So let all of the memories, as if each memory had its own personality, its own joyful personality, let them all effervesce and collect in a, you know, how a school, kind of like a school of fish. You can let them be fish if you want. A little school of bubbles or fish. Let them gather up a couple feet out in front of you. All the memories that really would like to be loved, that would like for you to see the wisdom or the learning or the gift. Just all of them, it's like, oh, I wish you'd see what is in here. And then would you ask all of them to glow brightly with the wisdom that's in each one? It might all be gold, it might be different colors. But in the moment of that experience, we were a certain age, we were in a certain, you know, emotional place. We weren't necessarily in the place to see the gift, to see the hello or where we could grow. We had a judgment that it was bad or wrong. So just let this school of bubbles, the school of memories, just shine. And then the brighter they shine, they'll shine bright enough, and then they'll pop. And as they pop, the wisdom and that brightness is your own essence. It is your own life force or consciousness. It is your own wisdom that has been stuck in there, not able to be integrated into your awareness because it's trapped inside a thought that it's bad and that it should be quarantined. So as they get brighter and brighter, they pop, and that light immediately kind of materializes within you. It integrates. It comes home. These vibrant brights of light are all parts of you that you've quarantined. around this, behind this thought, this judgment. You're letting parts of yourself come home so you can have the wisdom, have that joy back. Nice breath or two. Okay. Next, I'm watching all of you, just a hello in the sanctuary of this class. I'm watching each of you and the work you're doing in your own field of self, of consciousness. All of you are doing well. Okay. So next. The next are the memories that are so low vibration. There's nothing of you in it. It's like they can't even lift up. They can't even, they're just tar stuck to the ground. Okay. You're going to lift anyway because you're giving them permission to. So just get permission for this next pool of bubbles to come up, and it might be much slower. These are thoughts that aren't yours, that don't have any of your life force in them. They're from others. They're memories of yours, could be memories of others, but they're just so heavy. And let them be there, kind of like bubbles of tar through water, maybe. And then acknowledge them and give that entire school of bubbles or whatever you're looking at, give it permission to just sink back into the earth and be done. They can pop or they can just flop onto the ground and soak into the earth, and the earth will recycle. Song. And we're going to do one more kind of thought. This is one of your big thoughts, one of your big memories. One of your big memories that has a lot of the charge around it. It might even be central to the development of your personality. This is like in the ocean, this is like the whale. This is one of the whale memories. So let that big memory kind of come forward a few feet out in front of you. I'm not necessarily going to do anything with this. We're just going to notice what shape it is. Is it coming forward as a big bubble? Is it coming forward as a whale or, some other type of sea creature or a mountain, whatever it might be? And we're just going to be in relationship with it. And just give it a hello. This is, we're a living thing, which it is. And say, hello, I see you. And allow it to greet you back, greet you in return. And then give permission for this big memory to have grace and to align with who you are right now, to make any shift. And ask the earth to support it. Ask the earth to come up and hold it so that you're not holding it, that the weight of it isn't in your life. It's a weight, that the earth is holding it so that that memory might be in your life, but it's not a weight. And you might find that it disappears. You might find that it changes shape or gets smaller, gets brighter, something. And thank this memory. And just notice if you can see the gold within that memory. That vibrant part of you. Great. And that gives that memory permission to go wherever it needs to go and to find its correct place in the universe. It might be with you, it might be elsewhere. Just in that place in the middle of your head, you've let the gold that's flowing through you shine right through your body, through your aura, through your energy field. And these memories shape how we create. How we create our businesses, how we create our families, how we create our wellness, how we create our self-image. So knowing that you can command, that you can refresh that memory and your relationship to it. Big deal. Good news. And give a stretch.